today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And we're going to speak about the essence of Ramadan, humility.
ولد الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Friday, is the 6th of the month of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 7 to 11.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان
And the heaven he raised and imposed the balance.
ألا تطغوا في الميزان
That you not transgress within the balance.
وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانِ
And establish weight in justice, and do not make deficient the balance.
وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ
And the earth he laid out for the creatures.
فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام
Therein is fruit and palm trees having sheaths of dates.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Maintaining and inflicting loss is unjustifiable. It is worthy of note that the fifth creature upon which divine graciousness and mercy are bestowed is the heaven that enjoys an exalted state. There is a system and a balance in this world, and you have to have the same. Without such balance and order, the world will perish. If you lack order and balance in your lives, you will tread the path to perdition. The truth behind monotheism is that the prevailing principles of it are all the same everywhere.
فيك أنزل القرآن
On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at learning humility. Dear friend, there is nothing like fasting to break the ego's grand delusion of self-independence. As the hours of breaking fast get closer and weakness from lack of food and water sets in each day, it is a reminder of how vulnerable we truly are and how delicate our existence really is. Our dependency on food and water really makes us realize how independent and interconnected to each other and to the rest of Allah's creation we are for mere survival. Yet all too often a sense of invulnerability and self-sufficiency causes arrogance to abound from within, such that the arrogant one thinks they can do whatever they want without any consequences.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with humbleness and avoiding arrogance throughout the month Ramadan. We find that the month Ramadan is the month of spiritual and psychological upbringing. Throughout the month of Ramadan, everybody is expected to observe Islamic instructions practical repentance and prove to be more religious compared with other months of the year. Certainly, arrogance and self-centeredness are among the unfavorable moral traits, and in fact, they are among the vices that any person may have. We find that in this connection, it must be indicated that the roots of arrogance go back to the point that some people regard themselves as being superior to other people on vain grounds. Okay? For example, someone may imagine that, okay, since I am more powerful, physically more powerful, I'm superior to another person. Or since, for example, I am more wealthy, I'm wealthier than, for example, my neighbor, I'm superior to my neighbor or to my friend. While we find that according to Islamic instructions, the measure of moral virtues go back to considering Islamic instructions and Islamic values. Those people who observe fasting cannot boast of being superior to others because they have more money, more food may be available to them for eating. Rather, in the month of Ramadan, as everybody is expected to endure thirst and hunger for several hours throughout the whole day, the wealthy people also come to experience the hunger that poor people usually and often endure. In this connection, we find that the opposite of arrogance is humbleness. And those people who experience humbleness and hold that, humbleness is a good moral trait, they seldom come to the point to feel arrogant regarding other people or in contrast to other people. Because of this, we find that one of the benefits of considering and observing fasting throughout the month of Ramadan goes back to the point that it extinguishes the flames of arrogance in people. Thank you.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
we have a short look at the essence of Ramadan in humility. The month of Ramadan brings one closer with one's inner self. People try to get a grip of their hunger and physical appetite, giving up greed and desire, which elevate our consciousness from physical to a more spiritual being. The essence of Ramadan is humility. There is a sense of calmness in the air and people seem humble. Even non-Muslims are tolerant. Many of them even take up the Ramadan fast themselves to gain an understanding of the tradition. A beautiful thing about Ramadan is that people show respect. They are open-minded, calm yet jovial with a positive attitude. They embrace the spiritual of charity and try to make a difference in other people's lives. In this episode of today's special, we speak about humility. Now it's good to look into arrogance. The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The one who possesses even a grain's weight of arrogance in his heart will not enter paradise." This is so because arrogance is incompatible with Islam's salvific testimony of faith. There is no God except Allah. The arrogant, unchecked, ultimately come to see their own selves as a God or at least partners with Allah. Arrogance was arguably the first great sin when Satan refused God's command to bow down to the human prototype Adam, because Satan insisted that he was superior to Allah's new creation. The outwardly arrogant person can easily be seen a mile away, but arrogance appears in much subtler ways. Feelings of superiority, treating others with contempt, pride of lineage, pride of beauty, pride of wealth, pride of physical strength, pride of abundance, and lastly, pride of knowledge.
Before going into the ibadah, before doing anything, we need to comprehend the value of the month of Ramadan. And we need to comprehend the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before starting your worship, before starting your fast, you need to know who you're dealing with. You know, when you go and you want to start a job at a company, when you want to go and you want to go to a school, you want to start a program at a school, before you start anything, you want to know what kind of people am I dealing with? Who is my employee? Who is the person I'm working for? What is the school that I'm attending? When you know who you're working for, you will know where you are. And you will be able to appreciate much more. When you are, for example, serving your parents, when you're doing something good to your parents, you say, "No, I will do whatever it takes for my parents because I know the value of my parents." Similarly with our ibadah, with your fasting, with your salah, with your munajat, with whatever you do, know who you're dealing with. Know that you're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is no ordinary person. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, the creator and the Lord and the sustainer of the universe. When you know Allah, then everything is going to be very easy for you. All the ibadah, all of the struggles, everything is going to be very simple for you because you know who you are dealing with.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن